We welcome you to the Master's Call, the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. My name is Benita, and I reside in the beautiful state, Garden State of New Jersey. I'm going to open up this call with prayer, and then we're going to move forward to hear, thus saith the Lord, from this awesome woman of God. Good morning, Father God. We come before you this morning just to say thank you. No more than that. We thank you, Father, for every wonderful thing that you were doing, things that you were taking us through, just to, as they do any kind of a gem, you refine us by making a test, a testimony. Father, we appreciate, we adore you. We are so excited to hear what you have put on the heart of the messenger so that we can move forward and take that word and chew on it all day long. Father, we appreciate the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask you to continue to strengthen them, Father. Continue to move them forward. We are still celebrating and this awesome call. So, Father, we appreciate what you birthed in their heart. We appreciate each and every caller that deemed it not robbery to be on this call, that they made time in their busy schedule to tune in to the Master's Call. Just so that you know, there will be no distractions, no sidebar conversations, no disconnections, no interference. So, evil one, you can have a seat, take a rest for the next 30 minutes, because this call will move forward in our Father's name. Father God, thank you so much. In our brother's name, Jesus Christ, amen, amen, and amen. Minister Tiffany, thank you for that special prayer. You can take it away, host. Thank you.
Amen. Can you hear me, Minister Benita?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Benita, for feeding us, excuse me, and greeting us on this mighty is the works of our hands Monday. And we pray that God's comfort, his peace, and his joy will rest upon you in this day. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. I am so happy and excited to be up and alive in another day. And so I welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. On behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately call Dr. Super Fantastic and Dr. Dimples, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome each one of you to our telecommunications sanctuary, which began back on October the 25th of 2010. And yes, God has allowed us to make it 6 years, and we're pressing forward into our new season. And so this call started because God gave our co-founders a mission and mandate, and that was to start this, the Master's Call, so that your lives would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here with the Master on the Master's Call. He even gave them a scripture, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we start this call in prayer. We end this call in prayer. On Friday, we take your prayer requests and your praise reports. Now, there may be things that are going on with you during the week, and maybe you need someone to be in agreement with you. Then I ask that you would send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Also, we have a website. So if you're joining us for the first time, we want to say welcome, but we want to let you know that you have not missed anything in these 6 years, because you could go to our website and you'll see all of the information. All of the messages have been archived on our website. So we thank God for technology. And our website address is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. We ask that you would share our website on your social media sites. I mean, we share so many other things that's going on. Why don't you share how the Master's Call has been a blessing to your life and just share our website address with three people on this day, that you know that this call will be a blessing to their lives. And so we are 54 days away from 2017 and one day away from Election Day 2016. So make sure that you go out there and vote. If you did early voting, praise you, Jesus. We thank you for doing that. But if you still have not, you know, you still haven't voted, you still can do it today and especially on tomorrow. Please, whatever you do, don't forget, but go out there and vote. Also, immediately following this call every day, Monday through Friday, we head over to the new morning motivational call. And today is Artist Life Inspirational Monday. The number to dial in is 712-770-4005, and you're going to use the access code 294-617-POUND. February 17th, 18th, and 19th, all roads lead to right here where I am, Southern California, to the Artist Life Extravaganza 2017, and additional information shall be upcoming for that conference. So you want to make sure that you come over here to California with me, yay, and celebrate what's going on in Artist Life. And if you're wondering what is Artist Life, well, it's a phenomenal health and wellness company that is changing lives all over the world, and an appointment with artists will change your life, but only if you let it. So now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord, and so it's time for me to bring on our speaker for this day. She is no stranger to the Master's Call. I'm telling you, every time she joins us here on the Master's Call, she comes with a word like no other. I am so excited about what God will have for her to say on this day. And who is she, you may be wondering? None other than the phenomenal, the loving, the intelligent, the sanctified, and made Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott. Dr. Farrell Scott is committed to empowering men and women with purpose, passion, power, peace, and prosperity. She believes that nothing is more important or more precious than this moment in which you are living, which is now. There is a dance happening in your life, and she encourages you to take the lead. There is a stage before you. She advises you, walk slowly across it while enjoying the applause. There is a song to be sung that only you can sing, so sing it. Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott uplifts young people by introducing them to positive and transformational teachings, endorsing their ability to maximize their unlimited potential. Dr. Farrell Scott believes that young people should be educated and fit for the world. Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott is currently the CEO of the NOW Conference. She has a NOW Conference that goes on every single year. She is a mother. She is a pastor. She is a motivator. She is a woman who is on fire building the kingdom of God. And I just got several text messages. So it looks like Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott will not be joining us today. And so we'll continue to pray that God's favor will be upon her life. But you have to be ready to switch up when it's time to switch up. And so this morning, our speaker is none other than one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. We affectionately call her Dr. Super Fantastic and Dr. Dimples. She is out there in Monticello, Mississippi, and she is definitely doing great things in the Joy Retreat Center. She is also an Artist Life distributor, and she is definitely a light no matter where she goes, what state she's in, what city she's in, or whose house she's in. She always brings and illuminates the light of Jesus Christ. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than one of our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts. Dr. PK, are you out there this morning? Dr. PK, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I at a distance, I can. We need to hear you a little bit louder.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
That's much better. Thank you.
Okay, I tell you, you are absolutely super fantastic, my dear Minister Tiffany. I love, love, love and appreciate you. I thank God for Minister Benita. I love you, sweetie. You gave me that name, Sister Dimples. But as we go into the Word this morning, as we think about where we are in this season of our lives, I want you all to remember, just think about what it is that God has done for you up to this point of the year of 2016. I want you to think about where God has brought you from since January up to this point. This weekend, we experienced the change in time. We experienced what do we call it? Daylight saving time. Thank you, Lord. We experienced daylight saving time. And as I think about our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and how she brings the messages on each significant experience date that we have, she always unloads something absolutely positive in our lives historically about those dates. And no, I don't want you to think I'm going to do that today. Dr. V is a corn all by herself. I tell you, she is absolutely awesome, and I thank God for her. But I do want to just kind of help us to center our minds and center ourselves on where we are at this point in our lives, because God is still God, and God is still working miracles in our lives. Amen. Our scripture today is going to come from Joel, the second chapter, and the 13th and the 14th verses, Joel. You all, I want you to know that everything that the prophets did in the Bible was a warning of some sort or a message that brought power and life to the Israelites and those who heard the word and really moved out and adhered to the word. And that's what I am wanting us to do today. I'm wanting to give just a word of power and warning to you. The Bible says here, and I'm reading from the Message Bible, change your life, not just your clothes. Come back to God, your God. And here's why. God is kind and merciful. In the King James Version, it says, God is slow to anger. I know that you are happy to hear that. He takes a deep breath and puts up with a lot. God, I thank you so much for being that loving and kind God. My subject for today, and you all know I don't normally do this, but it's just a good one. It's time to bounce back. It's time for me to bounce back. It's time to bounce back. Have you ever been playing with a ball and you notice that it has been deflated of its air, and you attempt to bounce it and it doesn't bounce back? It just sort of go to the ground and will lie there. Have you ever felt that you were trying to get up, but all of the energy had left your body and your spirit, and you couldn't get up? I say to you right now, I've got to get my bounce back. Glory to God. I've got to get back what has been taken away from me. I've got to get back what I have lost down through the year of 2016. Maybe some of my air starts seeping way back yonder and I did not realize it. Maybe I just had a slow leak and I didn't recognize that I was losing air in my tire. I did not recognize it until I attempted to do something that I was able to do in the past with a little effort, but now I am finding it extremely difficult to do. Maybe I was asked to say a prayer in the midst of a situation that I was not ready for, and all of a sudden I recognized that I didn't have the wherewithal to verbalize the prayer, just like Minister Tiffany did this morning when she saw a need in our own Sister Bonita. She opened her mouth and began to pray because she knew that she was in the midst of a situation that she couldn't do anything about her. Glory to God. Some of us need to get our bounce back. Maybe, just maybe, somebody rubbed us the wrong way. And before we knew it, we had opened our mouths and something had flown out of there, a glory that should not have come up out of us. We didn't realize that it was there, but it came out in anger and in a profane way. Oh, glory, we need to stop and get our bounce back. Because when we were clean, hallelujah, down on the inside, nothing down in there came out. But hallelujah, glory to God, I don't know what's wrong with you, but I serve a God who can hold me and rock me and has placed an angel at the gates of my lips, and I have nothing to say but hallelujah, glory to God. Well, on yesterday morning, you all, around 1 o'clock in the morning, God gave us a little bounce. He gave us another hour that we could sleep a little longer. And when you woke up, you realized that you didn't feel quite as tired, because what God did, he gave you some of your sleep back. Many of you have been robbed of your sleep down through the year. Yes, You have not rested as you should. And you were feeling tied down in your body. But yesterday, because you got that extra hour, you felt like, oh, I got a little bounce in my step. I got a little bounce back. Is that right? So I'm here to tell you this morning that God wants to come in and give you some of your bounce back. Glory to God. Somebody ought to say, I won't mind. I won't mind. Because down through the years, I lost a little bit of my character. It's easy to lose your character when you are disconnected from the real source. God is the one who helps us keep our true character. He helps us to love in the face of hate. Oh, glory to God. As we've gone through this election process, as I've looked and watched as the TV and sat in the midst of those who were discussing the election, the hate that I heard and felt that came out of the mouths of those who were supposed to be saved and in leadership position has absolutely caused my heart to bleed. And if I am saddening my soul, I know that God is also. Hate is not of God any way, shape, or form. Listen, you all, listen, let me tell you this. Hey, glory to God. I got to get this out because I'm feeling good down to my sanctified toes. For Minister Kai and those who know computers, you know that every now and then there's a thing that comes against our technology, our computers, our cell phones and everything that throws everything off. There is an enemy that we all must watch out for if we want our equipment to continue to function well, and that thing is called a hacker. Sometimes our system gets hacked into, and then when it gets hacked into, a virus is released, and when that virus is released, it causes our technology to come to a screeching halt. Well, some of us have been hacked into, did not recognize that we had been hacked into until the virus had been released. And some of us are working with getting rid of the virus. How do we get rid of the virus in the phone, in the technology? We have to reset. Some of us need to be reset so that we can do what? Bounce back. Come on, huh? Most of us don't want to get a reset hit button on us because we don't want to forget a lot of stuff, huh? But I want you to know this morning that a lot of that mess that we got in us need to be released and forgotten and deleted and all of that that goes along with the reset button. We need to be reset so that we can bounce back and do what God has given us to do. We need the balance so that we can get up in there and vote like we're supposed to. We need the balance so that we can talk to folk like we are supposed to talk to them. And that is in love about this voting situation. Glory to God. Everybody has been given a right for one vote and one vote only. You ought to give everybody a choice to, so that they and a chance to vote the way they want to vote and not be upset with them because they don't vote the way you want them to vote. It's perfectly all right because I believe that when it's all said and done, God is going to have the last say. Why? Because he is the King of Kings, and he is the one who knows all things. God is not going to sleep on this crazy thing. Every now and then, he will allow crazy kings to come into power and to just set the saints straight. Glory to God. I hope this is not one of those times. Oh, God, I don't know about you, but I don't want to deal with any more craziness. But if indeed it does happen, I'm here to tell you, I'm an American, lastly. I'm an American. I'm not just a Democrat or a Republican, but I am an American because God allowed me to be born in this great country called America. And I was raised here by faithful parents who love the God Almighty and taught me what it means to be saved. Hey, glory to God. And so I know how to respect leadership. I know what the Bible says. It doesn't matter who goes into office, you guys. Our responsibility is to pray for those who have leadership over us. We ought to be praying right now for President Obama and Michelle as they are preparing to transition. That is our call from the God Almighty this morning. We ought to be praying for Secretary Clinton, and we ought to be praying for Mr. Trump because he is in a leadership position. You see all them folk he got behind him. God knows we need to be praying right now. This master's call is a call to prayer. We are called to help folk to pray so that they can get their bounce back. Good God of mercy, my time is gone. I want you to know here in Joel 2:13, that we must rend our heart. We must tear our heart and not our garments. We must change our heart and not our garment. God needs our heart and not our clothes. God is looking at the heart and not the outside. If we change the inside, glory to God. Somebody said in a song, there is something on the inside, working on the outside, that brings about a change in my life. When this heart is changed, all the other stuff on the outside is going to be changed. Somebody ought to say amen this morning. Number two, we got to have faith that there is a turning around for you. You got to believe that there's a turning around. There's a change. There's a change. God is giving you back everything that the locust and the caterpillar came to eat away. Yes, God is giving it back. There is a change. I'm not going to preach too long this morning. I'm going to stop on time. Repentance will keep you alive. Let us, that's all turning around is repenting. I'm going to stop doing that mess that I used to do and start doing the things that I ought to. Come on, somebody. And then finally, know that God is still God no matter what. I love it. We change, but God never change. God is the same today, yesterday, today, and forevermore. I love God today. I thank God for his word today. I thank God that he is a loving and kind God. He's a merciful God. He's a God who will never leave us nor forsake us. That's what it says here in my word, you guys. It says over here, it says that God is a God who is slow to anger. He is kind and he is merciful. Aren't you happy that God is not like you and me? Oh, God, I'm so glad he's not like me. I'm so glad because I jack slapped some of you real hard and good, sit you in a corner and decide when I was going to come back and bring you out. But God Almighty, glory to God, bless your name today, has been slow to anger with us. Think back over the year of all the mistakes, all the stuff that you've thrown out there that should not have come out of you toward others, what God has done and how he has brought you safely to this point. Oh, let me finish this here up, you all. This most patient God, extravagant in love, always ready to cancel catastrophe. Who knows? Maybe he'll do it again. Do it right now for us, Lord. Maybe he'll turn around and show some pity. Maybe when all said and done, there'll be blessings full and robust for you from our God. I'm believing that's the Message Bible by Brother Peter. Listen, I want you all to know, I want you all to know that God is a God who wants to give us our bounce back, because some of us have leaked some air down through the year and we didn't realize how deflated we were. But God is a God who's come to breathe into us eternal life this morning so that we can bounce back and keep going to do that which he has called us to do. He has a purpose for each and every one of us, and we've got to have some bounce to get it done. I love you. God bless you. And, oh, my God, I want you all to know that we serve a loving, kind, merciful God. Back to you, my dear, sweet minister, Tiffany Lauderdale.
Thank you so much, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for that powerful message. We bounce back. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just bless your holy name. We praise your holy name. We magnify you. We bow down before you. And we want to come on this morning just to say thank you, God. We thank you that you are provider, that you provide every single thing that we need. We thank you that you are healer and that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you, God, that you are our shelter in the time of storm, God. And so we thank you for your protection, Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we are empowered and that we walk in victory. We thank you, God, that we can do all things because you give us strength to do all things. So we are powered by you, God, to do all things. And so we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are our deliverer. We thank you that you are our salvation. We thank you that you are our joy. We thank you that you are our hope. We thank you that we are able to find peace in you, oh God. And we thank you that your will come, your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. We thank you that you have given us the victory over this election in advance, God. We praise you in advance for the victory. We thank you that you have made us more than conquerors. We thank you that we are the first and we are not the last. We thank you that you have made us fearfully and wonderfully, God. We thank you because you are our creator. We thank you, God, that all of our needs have been supplied according to your riches and glory. And we thank you that our territories are being enlarged. We thank you for this, the master's call. And we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and for her allowing us to speak, her to speak life into us this morning to let us know that we do bounce back. No matter what the situation is that is going on in our life, we bounce back. We come back stronger and more powerful than ever, oh God. So I ask right now that you would just do a work in us that you have already predestined for our lives, that as we go out this day, we go out with anticipation and expectation that greater and newer things are in our lives, that miracles, signs, and wonders shall be seen in our lives in 2016, and your glory shall be seen in each of us every single day of our lives. And so we give your name, God, the glory. We give your name the praise, and we give you the honor. And we realize that we cannot do anything without you, but with you, we can do all things. So we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call, for your anointing, and for your power. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, in the majestic, in the mighty and marvelous name of Jesus. And we thank you that mighty are the works of our hands on this Monday. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. So we want to say thank you to each of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-POUND. Minister Ada LeVette Grace will be our speaker for the Artist Light Inspirational Monday call. Please dial 712-732-1085. 770-4005 and the access code 294-617 pound. Don't forget, tomorrow is election 2016. Make sure you go and vote, vote, vote. We're 54 days away from 2017, so you still have time to reach your goals, to reach your dreams, and to allow your visions to be manifest here on earth as they are in heaven. Thank you again, Minister Bonita, for blessing us this morning with that prayer and for greeting and seating us. Thank you again, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for that powerful message. We bounce back. And if you would, please come to the line and give us our benediction for this day as we go out and be those great ministers in the marketplace that God has already predestined us to be.
Thank you again, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. We thank God for you and each and every one of you. And we are praying this morning that all of us, even if you have voted early like me, will do something on tomorrow. Call somebody. Go pick up somebody. Prepare tomorrow to take somebody to the voting poll. Do something that will be significant, because this is a historical year for us in this election process. You all, I want all of you to know that if you can't do anything at all that I've said so far, you can pray. You can stop and strategically pray and make declarations that will assist in our election process on tomorrow. Ask God for peace at those polls. Peace, speak peace over in Jesus' name. Strength to those who are working in Jesus' name. God, as we close this call, we close it with a bounce back. A bounce back that only you can give us through your word, your anointing, and your power. We receive it, and we go forth, God, doing those things which will make you smile and bring souls into your kingdom. As we leave this place, we ask that your mercy, your grace, will rule over us and keep us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy God. Amen and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic day, and we'll hear you on this call again in the morning. I love you. Bye-bye.